Now, I guess the best people to ask for holiday advice are travel professionals, people who do it all the time. North Wales-based blogger Monica Stott's travel hack website is one of the most popular on the net, so I caught up with her and asked her for her personal tips and her pick of the thousands of places she's visited.
I absolutely loved Iceland. I'd keep going back there again and again because I do really love it. It's such an unusual destination, and it's just so beautiful, and it's just rugged, and it's just a really inspiring place to be. And then my second place, it would probably be the Isles of Scilly. I absolutely loved it there. I think it's a great place to go with a young family as well. If you're in the UK, it's a great place to go on a summer holiday. And you can have so many different types of holidays there as well. You could go camping, or you could stay in a luxury beach hut, or there's just lots of things to do there. And you don't feel like you're in the UK as well.
As a travel professional, what tip or experience can you pass on to people listening?
I always say to do everything 2 hours early. Generally, tourists will have their breakfast at about 9 o'clock in the morning. They'll leave the hotel about 10 o'clock in the morning. They'll start doing their sightseeing and attractions about 11 o'clock in the morning. But if you do everything 2 hours earlier than all the other tourists, you get in there first for everything. You miss all the crowds. You see everything at its best. But if you have breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning, start all your sightseeing at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, you miss all those busy times. And it'll also mean as well that you'll be hungrier for lunch and dinner earlier. So you'll go to the restaurants that little bit earlier. You'll get the best seat in the house.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Come to a seat for takeoff, please.
See videos and pictures on our website, greatdestinationsradioshow.com.